So, welcome you all this morning. Thanks again for the card. I appreciate it. Certainly not necessarily Sari, but I do feel appreciated. And trust me, I appreciate all of you. You've been patient, kind, and helpful getting me going here. So I appreciate that too. So, I hear a lot about noise. You know, do you ever think of all the noise you hear? You know, you got all sorts of noises. There's the physical noises, the noises of nature. You got dogs and cows and horses and wind and rain and thunder. And then you've got the other noises outside. You got cars, trucks, and trains and planes and kinds of machinery that makes noise. And then you've got people talking and on their phone, and sometimes phones these days with the earbuds looks like they're talking to themselves a lot. You wonder, what are you doing? But they're just wandering around by themselves talking. And not sure it's all the time they're on the phone, but sometimes they do talk to themselves. You got kids and crying, kids laughing, singing, as we heard this morning, shouting. You know, sometimes even the noise of voices saying all kinds of things. You say you block out the noise. Well, noise can be loud, confused, and senseless shouting or outcry. That's noise can be that. Noise can be common talk. Noise can be rumors. Noise can be slanders. And sometimes we got to push the noise out. It keeps coming. But we need to be better at being silent. We need to be better listeners. And by the way, both of those words have the same letters in them. I don't know if God did that on purpose or not, but silent and listen are made out of the same letters. But, you know, we all know guys are great at listening to what their wives say, and wives to their husbands. We go both directions here. And it's only now and then things need to be repeated, but you know, we're finally at the age, though, that if that does have to be repeated, if you wait just a little bit and then you go ask, I'm sorry, I didn't really get all that, and you ask to repeat it, they can't remember what they said anyway. So it all washes out. So, but listening really takes, it's almost an art form anymore. Listening does take focus. It takes concentration. It takes effort sometimes to listen, because a lot of times people, they want to speak first, you know, but listening takes focus and effort, you know. Talking, not so much. That comes a little easier for a lot of people, but listening's tougher. You know, I've got to admit, I got a bad habit of thinking of more than one thing at one time, you know, or trying to do more than one thing at one time while you're supposed to be listening. I used to be better at it than I am now. Not so good at it anymore. But you're supposed to be listening. You're trying to do two or three things, and listening is one of those. You know, sometimes I get phone calls come in, and I'm in the middle of an email or middle of writing up an order for graphics, and I'm putting together information maybe and that I'm getting, and it's hard to do both and do them well. At the same time, this person's on the phone maybe you're listening to. And it's hard to do both, and hard to do any of them well if you're doing them all at the same time. And sometimes you get calls from people, and some of my people, that it's kind of not important for you to know the information they're giving. So you kind of keep working and at listening at the same time. And they kind of keep going on and on, a little bit of rambling, and you sort of lose interest, and then you're really focused on the other things you're doing. And then your hearing kind of shuts down while you're working on the other things about something else. And then it's a little embarrassing, and I've had to do it. But you have to have them repeat what they said, because when something of importance is actually said, it's like their words are swirling around in your brain, you know, all the stuff that they're saying, and then it's like in your mind, and then all of a sudden your brain says, hey, wait a minute, that was something important. Something important was actually said, but you didn't comprehend it because you weren't totally listening. You weren't totally focused. You were doing other things. So you have to ask for it to be repeated. So sometimes you got to think of an excuse. Sorry, an email popped up. I didn't hear that. Or I didn't quite get all of that. Or, but you got to ask to repeat what they said. And so we don't listen as well as we should. You know, I did hear it, but I wasn't listening enough to comprehend what they said. So I didn't really hear it. So my attention, my focus wasn't fully on listening to what they had to say. You know, part of listening is not talking. And sometimes we're too eager to speak when we need to listen. You know, and I think sometimes that tells people that our words are more important than theirs. And that's kind of the connotation that we give, that our words are more important than what they have to say. Proverbs 17:28 says, "Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues." So there's reasons to be quiet, to not speak up all the time. I think we've kind of changed it a little bit in our day to say that, you know, the phrase, it's better to remain silent and thought a fool than to speak up and remove all doubt. You know, we've kind of converted that into another statement. I get too much. So what are we called to do? What are we called to do? And that's the main verse I want to hit this morning is Psalm 46:10. Psalm 46:10. He says, "Be still. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." You know, a farmer lost his watch one time in the barn. He was working in the barn. He lost his watch, and the watch wasn't that expensive, but it had a lot of sentimental value to it on who had given it to him and what it meant. And he searched and searched, and he could not find that watch. Well, he heard some kids playing outside, so he explained to them about the watch, and he asked if they would help him find it. And they said, sure. Well, they searched and searched, and nobody could find that watch. And the farmer thanked them for their help and sent them on their way. And as they were leaving, one little boy asked, "Could I try again? You know, could I just try again?" The farmer decided, sure, give you another chance. Have at it. And the boy returned into the barn, and about a half an hour later, the boy walked out of the barn with the watch. And the farmer was amazed and asked how he could find it when so many had been looking for it and failed. And the boy replies, "I didn't do anything. I just sat in the silence and listened. And eventually, I heard the ticking of the watch, and I followed the sound." Sometimes if you just sit quietly, you can hear the ticking of our Savior's words to you, what he's calling you to do, what he's leading you to do, how he wants to help you. But you have to listen for it. You have to be silent. You have to focus on listening. You know, we're able to be still. We're able to be quiet. We're able to listen. And what does this say? Be still. And what? And know God. And know God. Like the little boy, eventually we come to a place where we can hear him. Eventually we come to the place where we can understand him. To really know who he is as creator and his coming kingdom. And know that he is above all and in all. And know that he is your God and active in your life right now. That despite everything going on in today's world, he's in charge of it all. But you have to be still and know God. You have to be still and listen. And we need to set aside time, alone time, some quiet time just to be with God. Jesus did it, and he did it quite often. You know, he always sought solitude and prayer time. You know, during these 40 days in the desert, you know, after some of his healings, after the death of John the Baptist, after feeding 5,000, and many other times he would seek solitude and prayer to be with the Father. You know, how many times did he tell the disciples, "You go over there, I'm going over here," because he wanted to be alone. He wanted that time. He wanted that silent time to listen and pray to the Father. But we need to follow his example. We need that alone time with the Lord. Speaking, you know, should be in prayer, but also listening. Not doing all the talking. You know, listen. You know, we need to have that conversation with God. We need to pray in prayer and for life changes that we're going through. Use that time for life changes. You know, big decisions that come up. You know, take the time to spend that time with him. Times of grief, you need to be with him. Times in successful and victories, you know, give him the praise. Thank him for those things. And then in times of trouble and difficulties, where you need his help, you can go to him. I think you'll find some peace in all of it and a closeness with God in the experience if you just, it's just you and him. It's just you and him in a quiet. You know, sometimes you take these difficulties and stuff, and I'm sure everybody's experienced them at some point. I have, you know, things that something comes up and you just know this is going to be bad. You know, I'm dreading tomorrow or I'm dreading next week. It's just going to be bad. And you talk to God about it, and those bad expectations become less in reality when it actually happens. God's changed it. He maybe didn't change the circumstances, but he changed you and your attitude about it and how you go about solving those problems. But it takes communion with God for that change to take place. Well, you need to find that space, that whether it's a room in your house, outside in the woods, driving in your car, get some alone time, and be still and know God. Then take a look around and see how God answers and the things he's doing and how active that he is. You know, some will say, "Well, I just don't have time. You know, life's just too busy. I've got this to do, I've got that to do. There's just no free moments to even do it." As they say, excuses. You know, if you pay attention to what you're listening to, you pay attention to what you're doing, I'll bet you can make some time for a little bit of time with God, for solitude and prayer and silence. It may be a little earlier in the day, maybe a little later in the day, but it's there. There's time to do it if you make time to do it. We make time for the important things. This is a pretty important one. To make time to spend with God, to listen, and to talk with him. Sometimes people are a little scared of quiet. You ever hear people, "It's too quiet"? They get nervous. Need some noise to be comfortable. You know, and I'll admit, I like noise in my office. When I'm working through the day, it's kind of, well, depends on where Joni's at, how quiet it is in my office. The washing machine's going or the dryer, or I'm kind of back there, but I'll have the TV on. I'm not watching it. It's just on with some sound, or the radio on with some sound down low to kind of fill in the background. I about always have something on for background noise. You know, we get caught up in noise, listening to things all the time. We're not used to silence. And sometimes it seems really quiet in here. normally it's quiet, but there's things that happen, you know, moving around, and that's fine, I'm not saying, but there's times in here it's so quiet, it gets my attention. And I see, kind of like now, everybody looking back. And I'm thinking, it's really quiet, you know, you could hear the pin drop quiet, and but there are those times I feel that in here, and I pray that that's, and I believe that's God talking to you at those times. God wants your quiet time to be a peaceful time with Him. You know, it's a time to be settled, to be peaceful, to spend time with Him. You know, says, how come I tell God all the things going on, but I don't see the results? You know, we talk to God, we pray to God. You know, sometimes it's those quickie prayers, you know, hey, I really need this, you know. Or, you know, if you have time, I would really like this. Or, you know, it's kind of a quick one. It's not really a stop and listen heartfelt one. Psalm 81, verses 11 through 16, kind of tells us why we don't always see results. Psalm 81, 11 through 16. But my people would not listen to me. Israel would not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own devices. If my people would only listen to me, if Israel would only follow my ways, how quickly would I subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes? Those who hate the Lord would cringe before Him, and their punishment would last forever. But you would be fed with the finest of wheat, with honey from the rock. I would satisfy you. Does it just kind of sound like where we're at today? Sound like the United States today? In the same position? My people would not listen. My people would not submit. I think that's the danger we're in today. In our country, in our world. If we don't straighten up and if we don't listen to the Lord's words, and if we don't submit to His authority. It says, if only my people, you know, he's talking about Israel, but I believe he's talking about Christians, those that say they're true believers, if only my people would listen to me, if only they would follow my ways, how quickly would I help them? How quickly would I help them? But we, even as Christians, don't listen. We're too busy with our own agenda. We're too busy with life going on, to things around us, to spend time with God. I'm going to have an invitation in just a minute. When I read 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 through 13. And it's God speaking to Elijah. But 1 Kings 19, 11 through 13. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? You know, what are you doing? Are you waiting for the wind and the fire and the earth to move to show God's there? Are you waiting for a grand entrance for the Lord to speak to you? Are you waiting for bells and whistles to go off announcing that He's there, His presence there? You may be waiting a long time. Because most of the time His presence is in that gentle whisper. It's in the silence. It's in the quiet time of speaking, but mostly listening to Him that you experience His presence. Quiet time of reading His word and prayer. Some people say, well, I just don't understand it. I just don't feel it. I don't get it. Some may not. Some may not. Depends on who you are. John 9, chapter 9, verse 31 says, we know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to a godly person who does His will. So if you're a sinner, He's not paying much attention. Unless you're asking him to come into your life, that's different. But if you're just complaining and doing it and you're a sinner, you haven't accepted him. But the relationship has to be there with him. It has to be the relationship. If you're in Christ and you're doing his will, then he's going to listen. Because you have that relationship. You know, where's your relationship at? You know, prayerfully you have one with him, and I think everybody in here does. But you got to have that relationship, and then you got to be doing his will. There's an addendum. You know, the relationship will go so far, but you have to be doing his will. You have to have a right relationship with him. You know, then you can have a wonderful, wonderful intimate experience and conversation with God about anything. But you can't just, again, we talked about settling for salvation. Talked last week, it's the abundant life comes after, is there as well. He wants you to do more than just that. The relationship is more than just being saved. That's a wonderful thing. But he wants you to have more. And the relationship will grow more the more obedient you are to him, doing his will, what he's asking you to do. And part of that's more listening. Part of that's spending time in your silent places. So I ask you to take time, you know, make time, be silent long enough to eventually hear. You know, the little boy had to wait. He had to drown out all the noise. He said he eventually heard the ticking. I think if you're in silent long enough, if you wait, you'll get all that noise drowned out, and eventually you'll hear the Lord, what he's saying to you, and you'll understand more of who he is, and your relationship will grow. So take that time, make that time. See if you don't see a change. See if you don't feel a closeness with the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. Just one verse says a lot. Just one verse. Be still and know God. Lord, help us to have that time. Help us to make that time. Help us to have that relationship, a right relationship with you, Father. Not just salvation, but doing your will. Being obedient, being submissive, doing what you would have us to do, showing that we love you by doing what you've asked us to do. Lord, you love us. You want to spend time with us, but you want to spend that quality time, and that's in the silence. It's in the silence when we speak to you, but we listen as well, and it's just you and us. Father, give us that time. I pray for each one to have that time. As we go forward, Lord, this week, that you would have them be able to carve out that time just to spend just between you and them, and to listen and just wait, and eventually get to the point that outside noise is drowned out, and it's only by your presence that it's filled in. Lord, we thank you. Speak to each one of us this week, Father, in just a special way. Lord, we just look forward to that time. And we just ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.